8 o'clock a.m. All right, guys, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Fetish Locator, so let's get started. 8:15 a.m. Oh, gotta turn up the volume a little bit on this one. There's that porno music I like. This is the perfect way to start a day. Well, I'll be damned. Good morning. She's, okay, keep working, girl. I'll check my phone real quick. Huh? Oh, fetish of the day. Cream pie. Yeah. Morning. Well, I'll be damned, Daisy. Wait a minute. What is this feeling? Daisy, is your finger up my ass? Not yet. Would you like it to be?
Not right now.
Yeah. Should I tell Daisy about today's challenge?
Yeah.
That felt great. Why'd you stop? That was just an appetizer. Damn, this day just keeps getting better and better. Make sure we're recording. We are. Let's slide this in. Oh, so good. Wow, it's so warm inside. Oh, you're hard. Feels like letting a rock inside me.
If it's cold, you might have a zombie on your head.
Yeah. Well, there we go. They could make them bounce a little better, but that's okay. Technology's still a little new at this point. How does that feel? Amazing. You'll never guess what today's challenge is. I didn't think they did challenges on the weekend. Apparently they do. Go ahead, guess. Pyrotechno necro bestiality? What? Very funny. No, it's cream pies. Oh yeah, let's start baking that pie. Well, why didn't you say so? Just tell me before you're gonna come. Why?
Rose there.
Yeah.
Is this happening? Am I finally getting laid?
I can feel it coming. Warn Daisy. Daisy, I'm about to come.
Oh, she's gonna wait too late.
Are you gonna or are you thinking about it?
Hurry, get a picture.
Oh, so good. Hold on, I want to get a picture. This feels so awesome. Send me a copy of the pic. Really? I'm definitely going to think about this next time I, you know, masturbate, jill off, finger fuck yourself. Yep. Hold on, is it literally called jill off when women do it? I don't know. I'm going to have to ask that question. I need a shower. I'll be right back. Well, you know, you have jack-off.
Well, jack-off, jill-off, that's what it is.
I should probably get up, shower, start the day. Bzzz. Here are your 8 points. Nice, a good start to the day. Let's go and see what else Saturday has prepared for me. 9 a.m., time to meet Stacy. I'm a bit worried. Actually worried a lot. Just a week ago, I had a wonderful time with her back at home. But there were some interesting encounters. That was a nice yoga session. Stacy's in the shower. We know. Stacy watching me come.
She comes in now.
Stacy flirting with me. And at the very end, our last interaction before I left, was when she swallowed my cum. How am I supposed to greet her? Do I stay cool? Do I pretend like nothing happened? Hey, sis! Okay, there she is. Boy, she's got some dorky glasses, but I like them. Wow, what is this new look?
Now, at the parents on the ramp, see her.
Hey, I missed you so much. Wow, you're not a little girl anymore. You're actually heavy. You don't seem to have any problems holding me. Not for long. Did you miss me? You've unlocked new bonus content. Yeah, sure I did. Did I make you lose your tongue again? What? No, I'm just surprised by your new look. Well, at home you only saw me in pajamas. And sometimes without them. Okay, but since when do you need the glasses? You have perfect eyesight, don't you? Yeah, I still do. Just trying a new style, and I also look smarter with glasses.
That's what a lot of women do now. Anyway.
You don't need to look smart. You are smart. And I also think I look damn hot in these. You don't need glasses for that.
That's a role play.
You said something? Yeah, let me try them. What? What? No, these are mine. But I need to look hotter more than you. No way. Yeah, how do I look? You look like you just took my glasses. Is that hotter or smarter? You know why I missed you? Why is that? You never fail to make me laugh. I was very nervous coming here. But now you've made me laugh and I feel much better. Didn't you have any studies today? I heard that you have Saturday lectures as well. I'm great at skipping classes. Haha, very funny. Now give them back. Nope, they're mine now. Give them back. I'm too sexy for my glass. Too sexy for my glass. So sexy, you ass. We've just dropped Stacy's stuff at my dorm room and we'll now have a quick lunch at the cafeteria. Oh, hey, you've been chatting with Amrose, right? Yeah, just over text. Oh my god, is that her? Did you just say, oh my god? Hold on. Let's try that again. Yeah, just over text. OMG, is that her? Did you just say OMG out loud? Looks like Amrose is not talking to Maria anymore.
Wow.
Grim, and is this the famous Stacy that I've been talking to? The one and only.
Huh?
Wow, Amrose, you look exactly like I imagined. Holy hotness, Stacy, you look fantastic. I mean, I'm not a lesbian, but if I was, I'd never let you out of my sight. Oh, that's so sweet. You guys are joining me, right? Can we? Sure, I'll bring food right away. How was the trip? Awesome. I'm very excited to finally be here. Will you stay at Grimm's dorm? I guess for now, and just drop my stuff there. Your food is ordered. All right, food. I haven't eaten since yesterday. What? Why? Oh, right, that diet thing. Exactly. Try to keep up, Grim. I remembered. It's just still very new to me. OMG, you two are like an old married couple. How did you meet? He hasn't told you? What am I saying? Of course he hasn't told you. What? We didn't meet. We just kind of always known each other since freshman year. Nom nom nom. Story time! So you knew he used to date Karen, right? Oh, right. Karen. There's Karen. Nom nom nom. He tapped that ass. Oh shit, Stacy went through my porn collection. There were some photos and videos of me and Karen in there. Karen was my roommate. The weekend before classes, she hooked up with this guy. Nom nom nom. Grim? Yeah, they were hella inconsiderate. Pretty much every time I went to my dorm room, they were bare ass and fucking.
Get laid much.
Wow! Nom nom nom. What? I don't remember that. Every fucking time. I swear, it was like Karen was addicted to your cum. At first, I started finding other places to be. The library, other girls' rooms, you know. I came back one evening. Karen was just laying on the floor in the middle of the room. It looked like she just took a cum shower. She was covered in it everywhere. Nom nom nom. Bukkake or gangbang? Nope. Just grim. Good lord. You're exaggerating things. It was never anything like a bukkake amount. It absolutely was. After that, I just decided it was my room, too. And if they were gonna fuck in there, they'd have to do it in an audience. With an audience. Girl power. Nom nom nom. I'd be sitting there watching TV or studying or whatever. Yes. And they've been going at it, and they'd be going at it like rabbits. Okay. Yep, they're definitely going at it like rabbits. I mean, good lord, he's got to stand on that thing. Wait, what if you fell?
It's kind of a bunk bed.
I know, but that would be really, really bad
if you fell. Well,
like
people have bunk beds.
I know that, but I'm just saying you're standing on that thing. What if it gave way? Poof!
It's not a bad idea. They got place underneath the pit stuff.
Yeah, I know. Okay, like, we know. He gave her a run for her money. Not that much.
It took a long time to do those animations, so he's going to use them.
Yeah. That was good for cafeteria food. I haven't eaten so much protein since the last time I saw Grimm. What? That protein shake you left me just before you came back here. Stacy, I'm sure that sounds much nastier than you intended. Oops. Sorry. So what happened to them? Thanksgiving break, Karen went back home, hooked up with her high school boyfriend. So she came back and dumped Grimm? No, not exactly. She decided to avoid conflict by not telling him or anyone that she was breaking up with him. What? Yeah, that's crazy. She was. So she just avoided places he might be, like class or our dorm room. Wait, he didn't keep coming over, did he? I hadn't forgotten where my dorm was, but... Why not? He practically lived in our dorm room all semester. That's so funny. So this guy that I'd rarely seen with clothes on was just hanging out in my dorm room, watching TV, studying, etc. Well, we kind of knew each other by then, from class and such. I could not get away from him, so eventually we started talking. She said that I reminded her of her favorite cat. Oh yeah, I used to have this cat. Was he really your favorite? Not even close. I mean, he could be cute sometimes, but mostly he was a spite shitter. What? He was a spite shitter. If you petted him wrong or did something he didn't like, he would jump on your bed and poop on your sheets.
Did that cat.
The cat pooped in your sheets? Lol. She really just said lol while laughing out loud. They had that in common. Even after it became painfully obvious that Karen was avoiding him, Grimm kept hanging out in our dorm room. No. Really? No comment. Lol. After like a week or two, Karen finally showed up one day, slammed the door, and yelled like a crazy bitch at him. You've unlocked a new CG gallery. Oh my god, what did she say? It was unintelligible. It really was. She was just screaming in a high-pitched voice for several minutes. I was worried that the RA would show up. I should have known that Karen was a lunatic. True. Anyway, at the end of it, she's completely out of breath, and both of us are just sitting there, stunned. Then the best part happened. What was that? Yeah, what was that? Grimm just calmly replied, "Oh, hey, Karen. Ambrose and I were just about to watch a movie. Do you want to join us?" No way! Seriously, Karen just turned around and walked out of the room. Whoops. Huh? I don't remember saying anything. I just remember us both laughing our asses off after she left. So yeah, that's how I met Grimm and we became friends. Since then, we've been pretty much inseparable. Wow, that's awesome. And you two never... So, we could show you around campus. Ha, no, Karen and I were never close. The next semester, we found other roommates. Is she still around? She flunked out after freshman year. Oh god. Oh good. That can be awkward. Couldn't it? What's that? You know, it could be really awkward if there was some girl who was just walking around campus here. Off her skin routine and still craving your cum. LOL. OMG. Now Amrose is doing it too. Come on, the both of you. You can show me around campus like Grim wants. Couple hours later. I need to sit down. Stacy, you're a ton of fun, but I'm exhausted. Oh wow, it's already 4 o'clock. Do you need to be somewhere? Well, yeah, Lydia's doing a concert this evening and we're going to meet beforehand. Who's Lydia? Grim is in love. Huh? What? Lydia's kind of my girlfriend. We're having our first date and then she's singing at the local coffee shop. Her concert is all that anyone's been talking about for fucking days now. Come on, Amrose, it's been like one day. Okay, maybe it just feels like forever. So you need to go get dressed and prep for your date? Yeah, probably. Don't worry, kiddo, I'll take care of you. Ah, it's good to know that someone around here cares about me. I mean, you're both welcome at the concert and... no thanks, I had to sit through one of her concerts last semester. Is she that bad? Depends. Do you like faux classical operatic arias that just go on forever and ever and...
Uh-uh.
Oh, no thanks, I'll pass too. Well, okay then. Don't worry about Stacy, I'll take good care of her. Are you sure? OMG, girls' night. I was thinking about watching movies and ordering pizza, but I'm down with movies. Alright, will it bother you if I eat while we watch? No, not at all, so... Alright, I guess I'll see you later at Amrose's place. Sounds good. Hey, Grim, could you do me a favor? Sure, anything. If you and Lydia really hit it off tonight, you decided to swing by Amrose to pick me up later. Yeah? Well, I know you had a habit of fucking girls you were dating in Amrose's dorm room while other people were there. Lol. Haha. Very funny. Don't worry if it comes to that. Stacy, I forgot to tell you the best part. Lydia's still a virgin. She doesn't put out. Oh, well then feel free to bring her over so we can watch you try to pop that cherry. Lol. You are the best thing, girlfriend.
That sounds so awkward.
Yeah.
Hey, girlfriend.
Hey, girlfriend.
What is those Europeans on Family Guy? Oh, we were like 4 kilos from the nearest concert, but I couldn't get gas to get there, cause so she said there was just no way.
Yeah. Aha, uh-huh, all right. Well, I see you're in good hands. I'm going to get ready for my date. I gave my love a cherry that had no stone. Oh, wait. What about She's My Cherry Pie? Cold drink of water, such a sweet surprise. Oh, he hates that song. He hates that fucking song. Because that Warrant record was supposed to be a whole different thing. And then the record label's like, no, the single's Cherry Pie. The album title is Cherry Pie. Everything is Cherry Pie.
Somebody likes Cherry Pie.
And he's like, what? And that's why Warrant didn't go real far. Ah, there she is.
Hey.
We've never met properly. I'm Grim. Oh, I'm Jesse, I guess. Wow. Man, Jesse, you kind of look like you've had... She's got resting meth face.
Resting cum face?
I don't know. It's just like she has resting meth face. She looks like one of the meth heads around town, I see.
I guarantee if we had meth heads...
No,
like
we
that,
do have meth heads that look like that.
It.
I've seen it.
I guarantee you, they don't look like that.
Yeah, they do.
I've seen meth heads.
I have too. Oh, I'm Jesse, I guess.
Seeing the same people.
Hi, Jesse, are you okay?
Yes.
Yes, I'm okay.
I guarantee you, there ain't a meth head in town that looks like that. Oh my good boy.
Okay, fine.
I don't think you've ever seen a meth head, or you don't know the difference between that and a regular person.
Shit, there's probably so much of them that's getting...
They could be 28, but they look 56.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
They look
okay.
Like they baked in the sun. But
right,
never
right,
they
I gotcha. What's up with her? Does she think I'm planning on... What?
They look like they eat metal shards and just iron plate because they have no teeth or they're broken.
What's up with her? Does she think I'm planning on blackmailing her? It's nice to meet you. I hope we didn't get off on the wrong foot. No, no. You mentioned something about a way to make points? I did, but first, we should talk about that photo. The one in that apartment? Yeah, can I see it? Oh, sure, you didn't see it before? No, I just got the points. You don't need to worry about that. I'm not going to do anything with it. Okay, but you want to see it? Yes, please. See?
Oh.
Oh, thanks. I don't think she would have said oh like that. Wow, she went from sullen and shy to energetic in a flash. Was she worried that her face was in the picture? Oh yes, I almost forgot. I really should show you. Okay, good. But I kind of want to know why you're naked in that apartment. Mm-hmm. Is that it? What else? I don't know. I thought you wanted something. Nothing much. I just wanted to know what that was about. Are you homeless or something?
What?
No, I'm a student here just like you. Oh, so what were you... Look, do you play any video games? Of course. You want your character to be the best it can be. You want to win the game. Okay, sure. You try to earn as many points as possible, right? Yeah, unlock the achievements, try to 100% the game. I get that. I don't even do that. Well, I heard about an opportunity to gain some mad points in that app, and I went for it. What kind of opportunity? Living in the girls' dorm, I can't help but hearing about the best parties, usually a day or two later. Uh-huh. So I heard about this party the other night in some abandoned apartment. Apparently it was really crazy, and they totally trashed the place. So you thought you'd just go there? Yeah, maybe do something kinky for the fetish game, but mostly I just wanted to check it out. Makes sense, so you went across town and went inside. Yeah, the door was kind of broken. I tried to close it, but... Why did you get naked? Oh, it was filthy there. I couldn't help myself. That's... Huh? I didn't want my clothes to get dirty, and I couldn't help myself. I kind of started cleaning. Then you got turned on by being nude in a strange place when anyone could walk in on you. Well, no. Well, sorta. I forgot the door was broken. I didn't expect anyone else to be there. It was just so liberating to be alone in an empty apartment, so while I was taking a break from cleaning, makes perfect sense to me. Really? It does? No, sorry. At least I understand it now. Thank you for your honesty. I just feel like I can trust you. Would you mind if I show you something? Sure. Alright, let's go. Where? My dorm room, of course. Oh, of course. What a very strange girl. I can't tell if I'm starting to like her, if I just want to see what she'll say next. Room 451. Weird, this used to be Karen and Amrose's old room. Okay, so try to keep an open mind. Wait, but I know this room. What? Yeah, my ex-girlfriend used to live in this room. It was before you moved in. Probably shouldn't have said that. Okay, so I'm not really following. Oh, used to be a couch there. I was in this very room, but it was different with different people. So it used to be roomies with Amrose. That is a good way to get to know somebody.
Well, yeah, the girl he was having sex with was roommate.
I know.
And then he just
Okay, right. And looked very different back then. Yeah.
Ooh.
A lot different.
Ghost furniture. Appears from nowhere.
Well, I hope it's much better now. No, it actually looks like... I don't know. It looks like a mess. Check what I have here. I'm doing lots of cosplay, and here are a lot of the props that I use. She's got mangas there, if you guys caught that. Did this room have a photo studio in it before? I don't think so. I made it myself to take the best pictures. And here's where I work on my costumes and create all the magic. That's why it looks like a warehouse.
wrote Black Cat.
Yep. This is one of the new ones I'm working on. It's not finished yet. And this is one of my oldest looks. It won a few contests. And you can see here are some of my best pictures. Black Cat. Melina. Don't know about those.
Four.
And the bottom. Look at the bottom. Catwoman. Classic. And I mean the Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman.
Yeah.
It's hard to see, but it's there. I think this is my favorite. It was a great costume, but I had to sell it. Oh, why? Simple. The offer was too good. And so I had money to make the next one. Oh, the offer was too good, and so I had money to make the next one. Do you want to see me in one? Sure. I think she was taking it regardless of my answer. She's clearly in love with cosplay. Wait here. I'll change. Okay, I'll just wait. Where did she get these mannequins? Such a normal thing for a store to have, yet so strange to see at someone's home. Where does one even buy something like that? I can hear her undressing. She even has a whole changing room with mirrors here. How bizarre. The gloves are not yet finished, but I'm ready. Oh, the mask. Can I see the full outfit? Hi, this is Reika. Wow. I'm brave and I'm getting kick-ass at killing monsters. Terrible things are happening. I need you to do what I say if we're gonna survive. Wow, is she like playing a role now? Yes, sir, ma'am. Now I need you to pull that device of yours that you're so good with and use it. My dick? The one that you take pictures with. Ah, okay. The other one we can use later. That sounds promising. Make sure you get all my best features. Oh, yes. Some of my best assets for survival haven't been weapons. She's so close. Is it time to kiss her? And yet you're still hiding your most beautiful asset. Well? I thought it was a good line. Eep! Why would you do that? Sorry, I thought it was like a Spider-Man moment. When you pull the mask, when you pull up the mask and kiss, like Spider-Man 2.
No.
No, you never pull the mask off. I'm sorry, I didn't know. Can we go back? I need to change. Damn, seems like the fun is over.
You didn't even get an option to make it last.
Hey, yeah, sorry, I can get a bit attached to the character. Yeah, I noticed. So, that is what you do to get points? Yeah, pictures doing sexy things in sexy costumes get me a good amount of points. I like this photo, but this is not cosplay. Yeah, but it's my face. Let's try again. It's really lovely. What about you? Me? Yes.
Apparently, method.
You earned some points.
Damn it, oh. Giselle.
I got
meth
eight.
Head face.
I got.
Body.
I got 8 points for your pictures. Damn it, I just saw the time. I gotta go. There's a concert. Okay, well, it's been fun. Yeah, it was fun. I'm really glad you showed me all this. Oh, good. How about we meet again and I'll tell you about myself? Sounds good. That didn't work well. 7 o'clock p.m.
Hey!
Hey, Grim, be with you in a minute. Okay, we're gonna stop here because I've got something special to show you guys tonight. So at any rate, this is the This is the Grim. Yeah, no, it's not that. This is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Fetish Locator. See you guys later.
Later.